Breakfast in Dorset
with Steve Harris.
BBC Radio Solent.
Ian, thank you. 21 minutes to 8. Let's talk about the humble whelk. 722 tonnes of the little sea snails were landed in Weymouth Harbour last year, about half a million quid's worth. Most of them, though, were exported, many to the Far East, where they're kind of drunk, they're eaten as bar snacks. So you sit there drinking your beer with a bowl of sea snails next to you. At this weekend's Dorset Seafood Festival, though, they're hoping to encourage what they're calling a Great British Whelk Revival. Now, I had never eaten a whelk until yesterday, so I thought this was a good opportunity to address that shortcoming. So yesterday after the show, I headed down to the Crab House Cafe to enjoy some sautéed sea snails and a glass of beer in the sunshine. And there's a bit of a warning for this. So if you've got small people listening, please, I apologise for the fact that this does include the flagrant disregard of the etiquette rules about talking with your mouth full. Sorry.
Les poissons, how I love les poissons. Love to chop and to serve les crevettes.
I'm Nigel and I run the Crab House Cafe.
Okay, and a big weekend for you guys.
Oh, huge on the seafood weekend. It's built and built and built and it's an amazing weekend.
One of the things that they're driving towards this year, one of the things that seems to have come under the spotlight is these humble creatures, the whelk. Can you talk me through how they're fished around here?
They're fished just straight over that beach there.
Right.
You can see it there, that just off that beach, between 3 and 6 miles off the main grounds, and they are basically sea snails, aren't they?
And a terrific resource for us here in Weymouth, but not many of them get eaten here.
That's absolutely right. I mean, years and years ago, the whelks that were caught were few and far between, and they would have only been for the UK market, which is very small, and it's still small. We seem to have forgotten. And I think it's all how they are rumoured to be. A lot of people think they are tough, chewy and slimy. And I'm going to prove to you today they're anything but. One of the first ways I had whelks and I really got turned on to them was in a Chinese in Soho. And they did them with satay, peanut. And they were fantastic. And they were tender and they were sweet. And I think they can be as good as scallops. These are caught in pots. The pots do not hurt the seabed, it's not trawling or anything else like that. So the pots are put down, a bit like crab pots. 90% of the catch goes out of the country. Most of it goes to Korea. In Korea, the gentlemen eat them in the bars. They can them in at high pressure to make them tender in sweet soy sauce. Look at that. This is just literally garlic, parsley, lemon juice in the butter, a bit of black pepper, a little pinch of salt. Does it smell good now?
It smells amazing.
Here we go.
Do you think whelks have got what it takes to sort of stage a comeback over here?
Oh, yeah. Look at this. It's just about presenting them. We call them sea snails on the menu. Appeals to people's imagination a lot more. So, what we need is some knives and forks or some fingers, or even finger food, isn't it?
So, I've never had a whelk before in my life.
Go for it.
Oh man, that's fantastic, isn't it? It's sort of, it's got that resilience to the tooth. It's like octopus almost. It's that kind of.
Well, it's not as firm as octopus, but yeah, it's got a bite, but it lasts longer, doesn't it?
Oh,
you want it all over a minute?
No, that's fantastic. That's really, really good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking with my mouth full here. This is very bad manners. Wow. Not bad at all. So, talk to me about your introduction to whelks. When did you first start eating them?
Well, I first started selling them when I first went into the fish business at sort of 21 years of age, really. After cooking for 5 years in a kitchen apprenticeship as a chef, I had a little shellfish store, so we used to sell them, but it wasn't something that sort of I took much notice of, or and I thought, like a lot of the UK public, you know, chewy, slimy. But I was soon changed. And from now on, we serve them as sea snails in the restaurant, and they fly out.
Yeah?
We always put whelks in brackets so people understand that that's what it is, but it's just reinventing a modern-day presentation, isn't it, of the type of foods we want. We often, when we do parties and we do a sharing platter, we'll put them on there so people try them. People, had no idea they could taste like that. I had no idea they could be like that.
Right, come on, these are getting cold. We need to polish these off and have some of this bread as well. So, bottoms up.
to your very good health, sir.
Thank you very much.
Nigel Bloxham there, the Dorset Seafood Festival. It's in its seventh year. It takes place this weekend at Weymouth Harbour, right across the weekend, raising money for the Fisherman's Mission charity. And tomorrow morning, Tim Butcher on the Big Dorset Brunch will have live reports from the festival. You know how it works with the Big Dorset Brunch, 103.8 FM from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.